5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Oh, you didn't hear a no or a no?
Put moron number two on the phone.
This is bringing our show into disrepute. What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listen to the rush hour.
I feel good.
No, I think we actually got reported yesterday.
Yep, reported.
Yep. I think the whatever the listening police are,
yep,
they reported us.
Good. And on how good the show was.
No, we've been placed on warning.
Probation.
On notice. Yep. Don't serve that up again. So we're coming to you today.
I got a topic.
Having straightened up a touch.
Oh, right.
Because yesterday, well, you just, I don't know what you were doing.
Yes, John.
Something was wrong with you.
Yes.
Tim Zoo joins us.
Timmy Zoo.
Of course, his brother fights, Nikita.
Yep.
So we're looking forward to Timmy Zoo. He's got a massive fight coming up January style.
Yes.
In Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And then back end, well, for a start, Rosie Walton's going to wander in.
Oh.
And she said to me before, how long do you want the segment to go for?
Yes.
I said, well, what do you got? She said, I've got 20 minutes.
No, she didn't.
I've got 20.
No.
So I said, we have to cut it back to sort of 7.
Oh, yes.
The feedback's been savage, Bill.
Of how good it was?
No, not one person said that.
Sure.
And then Cam Zerha, the Zoo.
Oh, he's coming in.
He's in here.
Good man.
Love, very good man.
Actually, I'm not sure. I've never really met him.
Bag 6.
He did.
Kicked the match winner.
Yes.
And said to me, I want a piece of Bill's joke.
Ooh. No.
It's what he said to me. I want a piece of Bill's joke because he lives with two blokes. He said, I never listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
He said, my two mates I live with religiously listen to it.
Jimmy. Ben, I think.
So he wants a piece of the joke. Hello to you, Bill.
Ben listens to it in the shower, Jim.
Oh, no.
Hi, cameras. Jim, great to see you. And g'day, Rebs.
Okay, cryptic name game. A current Sydney Swan whose first name is also something used in the sport of jousting.
Duck, duck. Pole.
Pole. Yeah. He's not right either. Duck's not right.
Duck's not
Pole. What was the answer?
Lance.
Oh, righto. Good. I would have thought about it. It would have taken me a while, but I would have got it.
We had something better than pole.
Jousting sticks.
Jousting.
How much?
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Right.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
Yeah. It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Yes.
Okay, James. North Melbourne met with the AFL on Monday.
Oh,
to put in its
he's
application.
Newsreader.
For a priority pick.
No.
Should they get a priority pick?
Jim? Well, you can have a third go at that.
Should they get a priority pick?
Priority.
No. Should they get one?
I'm not answering the question until you say the word properly.
Should they get an extra pick, Jim, for being so bad?
No, don't. Now, ask me the question
Should
again.
North Melbourne get a priority pick?
Priority.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
One and two.
No, they should
In fact,
not.
One, two, and three.
It's totally unfair. They should not get one.
One and two.
No, they should not.
Marcus
and where
Ashcroft's
should it be?
Kid? And then the next best.
So now you're being a fool's head.
I am, because you can't say the word priority.
All right, I'm not going to say it again. St Kilda veteran Paddy Ryder might miss the rest of the season after suffering a calf strain.
That's
he
a
has
shame.
Been very good,
yep.
And he's very, very important to that side.
Yep.
So
old man's injury,
exactly.
And we hope that isn't the last we see of him, because he has, as you say, been a star.
Very, very important. Josh Ward, Jim, do you know who he plays for?
I don't know. I don't know.
He's a rising star nom this week.
Yes.
Josh Ward. Very good. Pick number 7.
I don't know.
So I just had a look at
this. This is what's called an overcorrection.
He's rattled.
I just had a look at the rising star for the year 2022.
Josh Ward's a very good player, by the way.
Yeah, good player. Number 7. Pick early. Nick Dacos is $1.01. Close the gate, all done and dusted. He's going to win the Rising Star.
And he should too. He's
Sam De Koning, it's $51. He's second on the
really?
On the mark, $51.
Second is $51.
But here's a question for both of you. If you're starting a team up, North Melbourne, say next year, and you had Nick Dacos in the lunchtime in the paddock, or you could pick Sam De Koning, who are you going to pick?
Well, as a 18-year-old, I'm picking
Nick
Dacos. To play as an 18-year-old, to play his next 20 games, I'm picking him. But if you're asking me over 200 games, I'm leaning towards the other bloke.
That's what I'm saying. De Koning.
Okay.
Rabs?
Oh, Dakes. As a Collingwood fan.
But you got to build your side. De Koningen play ruck, centre-half back, full-back, centre-half forward, full-forward. Dacos plays in the middle with all those other little blokes. There's a thousand of them.
He had 40 and kicked three on the weekend.
He was brilliant on the weekend. I was there, saw that. Yes. Now, what I say about, you know, my thoughts on the NAB Rising Star, I think it's
not the greatest.
Not my greatest award. And the reason for that is Christian Petrarca. If you have a look at his body of work, his first 20 games, he would have been 30th.
Well, he was going to go to different clubs.
And then, Bill, he has turned into arguably the most damaging footballer player in the game. No, so I don't get too hung up on it.
Righto. Ben Stokes has retired from one-day cricket.
Oh, and the dick!
That's why we mentioned him.
Thank you. Well,
he's going to play test cricket. He's a captain.
And T20.
Exactly. So good on you, Stokesy. What else we got here? I've got something. Cam Smith, Jim, on Instagram, answered the question, how many beers fit in the claret jug?
Hey guys, I guess everyone's been asking the question of how many beers fit in the claret jug. It's pretty much exactly two. Had a good night last night with it.
What are you drinking over there? Because their beer's not as good.
No, not that stout. Not
Carling.
Yuck.
Feakstons.
Two cans. Yeah. Hey, is he going to go and switch to Liv?
That is what people are saying. Jeez, That would be massive.
Would you drop off him a bit or lose respect for him?
No, I'm not as anti-Liv as everyone else.
No.
I actually sat with two former professional golfers at a dinner the other night and they were very anti.
Ooh.
And I said to them, I bow to your better judgment. You know a lot more about it than me. But I actually, I don't mind there being an alternative for golfers to go and play somewhere else. But, that would be huge. World number two just won the British Open. That would be an enormous coup for the Shark.
And that's your sports wrap for Tuesday, 9
July.
Cut
that short. Cut that short.
Yes.
Timmy Zoo to join us next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
A truck carrying Worcestershire sauce crashes, Jim. Wish to see you shores.
We're joined by one of the best boxers in Australia, Tim Zhu.
Tomorrow night, Nikita Zhu has a massive fight against Ben Horn in the Battle of the Brothers.
It's just destroyed another opponent.
And our next guest will be hoping the result goes the same way as his fight against Jeff Horn.
That's not the fight.
Of course they have.
And he's an all-new Zhu. And now he's a superstar.
Please welcome Tim Zhu.
Got his own massive fight coming up start of next year. We're going to get to that shortly.
Jim.
But we're here to talk about Nikita and Ben Horn. Tim Zhu, welcome to the Rush Hour. This is a nice fight. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, thank you. And what an introduction, eh?
Yeah. That's you, Timmy boy.
Huh?
Well, you are a bloody superstar. We know that. But we're talking about little Nikita that you'd still probably clean up. But how do you go watching her? And where will you be? Will you be in the corner?
Yeah, I'll be in the corner tomorrow. It's always nerve-wracking, but I think I'll be a bit more relaxed. I guess I'm a bit more confident with this one.
Yeah, Ben's 4-4. But last fight, I reckon I saw you. You were in the corner. You'd just come back from an operation. You're jumping in the ring and carrying on.
Yeah, and I picked him up as well. Yes. I remember the doctor wasn't too happy about it.
Come on, Timmy.
I'm just reading a couple of the quotes.
Yes.
Because we always love that in the lead up to about that.
Yes.
And Nikita, your brother, says that Ben's a nice guy, but he's got a punchable face.
Yeah, that's Nikita for you.
Nothing against him, but he has one of those faces that I really want to just make messy. Do you come up with these lines when? Because you're pretty good at them too, Timmy boy. Do you come up with your study them or what?
Did Nikita actually say that?
Yeah, but it's quite.
No, I didn't expect that from Nikita. He's usually like a quiet guy, doesn't say much, but. Good on him, finally.
I would hope that your advice to Nikita would be better than Jeff's advice to his brother Ben.
Yeah.
He said, punch him in the head more than he punches you. Like, duh, it's boxing.
That's probably a good idea as well.
You've been training. Oh, Nikita has, and I'm sure you're there at Grandfather Boris's garage, Jim. And what about some of the body training they do? Tell us about this old, centuries-old monk training where you hit each other with bricks and metal poles.
Oh, yeah, the kung fu stuff.
Yeah, what's that?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it? But no, my dad started it a long time ago, this one, Master Lawrence Lee. Rest in peace. He died a couple of years ago, but he introduced this technique to dad, and it sort of got passed on to us. I started using it, and then a couple of fights ago, I actually stopped using it. I don't know for what reason. And now I've got broken tendon.
But there's bamboo poles and sticks and metal poles, and you whack. It's not like you hit each other on the shins and that. I saw a movie, the bloke, he did that. He was in the army and used to whack himself on the shins and all that to make it stronger and tougher.
Yeah, a lot of the Muay Thai fighters, they do the shin kicking.
Ah.
Yeah.
And then the hands I'm reading. We've done a lot of research into this interview, Tim, as you can already hear. But rice and the sand inside the bag, then some chickpeas, the pellets. So there's a bit that goes into it.
Oh, Boris.
Yeah, 100%. Well, it's all about conditioning their hands, you know, for them to take damage.
And then the ointment. That's a secret ingredient. It's a bit like KFC. But there's 35 secret ingredients in this ointment. Is that right, Timmy?
Oh, man, you should smell this thing. It stinks. It's so bad.
But it must work.
Oh, yeah, it does. But the smell of it, that's why I sort of stopped using it too much, because it used to stink the whole place out.
Yeah, but now your hands are broken, so maybe go back on it, mate.
Yeah, I shouldn't have stopped.
We're looking forward to this, by the way, and Nikita and Ben Horn tomorrow night, 7 PM, Foxtel and KO. But we've got half an eye bill to the start of next year, January 28th.
My birthday.
Jermell Charlo in America, you're taking on to unify the belts.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about him.
Yeah, he's a little he's a bit cocky. Just that's how he is, I guess. Yeah. And he's just like a grumpy old man. He's always angry.
Oh,
but he's a good fighter. He's got all the belts, and it's a big occasion for myself, fighting for the Undisputed title in Las Vegas. It's doesn't get any bigger.
MGM Grand.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not too sure yet, but yeah, that's what I hope for. Let's just say that.
WBA, WBC, IBF. WBO, STD, they're all there, mate. Don't worry about that.
Oh, my God.
What about when do you go to camp, Timmy Zoo?
I'll be going to Vegas on the 1st of December. So, yeah, I'll be there for 2 months.
A holiday camp?
I wish, man.
And Vegas, mate, you'll be out. The big lights will get you, yeah?
Nah.
Come on, Timmy. Get out and have a bit of a gamble.
Early on in the camp.
Go to one of the clubs and get a booth.
That's post fight.
Hey, how's the old man, Costa?
Yeah, he's all right. He's good. Living the simple life, fishing by the water in his holiday house.
Where's he fishing?
Overseas? Oh, man. Yeah, somewhere in Russia. I don't know where they go.
Oh, shit.
Somewhere,
So he just goes fishing and
Dead Sea or something.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
The ghost fishing in the Dead Sea.
Yeah.
How good's that?
Oh, Jesus.
Living the life.
That's where they get the caviar fat.
What? Caviar?
Yeah, bloody oath.
Out of the
Dead Sea?
Yep, bloody oath it is.
Timmy, you know he'd eat caviar?
No, I don't eat that stuff, man.
What do you eat? When you go out for a feed and a big, nice feed, what do you order? What's your go-to?
Big, juicy steak.
I knew it would be.
Always.
And you'd eat it raw, like all the boxes?
Yeah, like all the Russians.
Oh, listen,
I told Timmy before we got on air that this would be the best interview.
Because we got no idea, Timmy.
Yeah, better than all the other radios, huh?
Exactly.
Of course it is.
That's it.
Hey, great chatting to you always.
Yes.
Nikita takes on Ben Hornets tomorrow night's 7 PM, Foxtel and KO. But as important as that, good luck for the build-up to this massive bout on the 28th of January next year.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
On you, Zooey.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You got something on your face, Fat? Get rid of that.
Oh, yeah, a bit of donut. No,
other side, he has. He's got a great big bit of donut.
Still there. It's not coming off.
133353. I've got a head of steam up.
Oh, good. What? What's wrong, Jim?
I live in Bayside.
I know that.
And we have six people living in our house.
Four kids and
three
mum and dad.
Of them. Well, but two. One is beautiful, Charlotte, so she doesn't qualify for this particular discussion. But the other three are boys.
Yes.
14, nearly 15, 16 and 17.
Rat
eat
bags.
Us out of house and home.
No.
Oh, Bill.
They're not big eaters, are they?
And create more garbage than you've ever seen.
I believe that.
But every week, Bill, our two green garbage bins
yes.
are overflowing. When I say overflowing, I've got to often ask Mick, our next door neighbour, who's a ripper.
Mickey.
I say, Mick, I need some help.
Help. That's all right.
So people, the Bayside Council,
yes,
in their wisdom, have decided that the green bins that hold your kitchen rubbish,
yeah,
every fortnight.
Not Bill, every week. So they're weekly.
We don't get through to Wednesday.
Oh, no. What are you going to do now?
That's my question.
2 weeks.
Rip off.
I sucked in. Mick's going to have a full body green bin.
Mick's going to have to hide his bin from us.
Oh, geez,
because, Bill, we cannot get through a week. And we've got 2 green bins.
What's in the green bins?
All your rubbish.
Rubbish.
All your kitchen rubbish. Your normal rubbish.
Well,
because the recycling and the lawn clippings, they alternate every fortnight.
Right.
And that's fine.
That's okay.
Although I often have to do a midnight stealth with the
rubbish do you have?
Recycling.
Yeah.
Well, I often have to stealth down the road and just
that's a bit
distribute.
Hard to drop them into a bin when it clinks.
Exactly. And then sometimes I appear out the front. What do you think you're doing? But, Bill.
Yes.
So, hence. 133353, name me a rip-off, because this is a rip-off.
Well,
you pay your bloody rates.
Right, you do.
And they're generous rates, Bayside.
Yes. But, Jim, surely can't you bury it or have a little garden out the back or, you know, one of those things that they have?
Before we get to, because this is general rip-offs.
Right.
Like not just, you know, it doesn't just about the bins.
Yes.
Tell us about the rip-off that you're experiencing. But Rick's on the line. We'll get him quickly up.
Petrol Jim would be one.
Rick.
Yes, Jim. Billy, how are you?
Good, Ricky boy.
Are you experiencing this?
Yeah, well, what it is, I've got my own business putting out bins for people between sort of Anglesey to Lawn, Billiardo, Aries Inlet, nice. Fairhaven, that sort of stuff.
Nice. Yes. That's where the beautiful great part man of the lives world. Down there.
Yeah, Mogs Creek. And the red little small red lid bins, you know the ones, Bill?
Yes, yep.
Yeah, they get collected down there once a fortnight, so you know what it's like come holiday time in the summer. They're overflowing all the time.
And stink.
Yeah, that's it. And recycle bins, the yellow ones, they get collected once a fortnight. The green ones every week.
Yes. Wow, Ricky.
And there's a purple bin. I don't know if you've got that in Melbourne.
No.
That's just for glass. No. Not just glass, but bottles.
No.
And if you want to get an extra red lid bin.
Yes.
You have to pay $72 for the year.
Well, I'm going to have to go a third. You? I'm going to have to get a third bin. I've got 2 greenies.
Get one off Rick.
And that's not enough.
Mate.
Bill, well, anyway.
Fred just said there's no food at home you can eat, by the way.
Oh, I haven't listened to him. He's a fool's head. 133353. Now, we're done with the talk about bins.
Yes. Okay.
So right. We don't want anyone ringing about bins, but name me a rip-off. What are we giving away, please, Rabsy?
$150 Repco voucher, and we've also got 2 tickets to the Red Hot Chili Peppers Australian Tour with Post Malone, Marvel Stadium, February 7. Tickets on sale now at livenation.com.au.
And no calls about petrol. We know that's a rip-off.
Yeah, we know that's a rip-off. Off, but to 133353, Bayside Council rip off. Name me a bigger rip off than that.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy,
which has been voted the worst radio in the whole of 2022.
Fair enough.
Bayside Council have decided now green bins once a fortnight, once a week.
Well, what do you do with all the waste?
I've got no idea.
Problem,
I actually have no idea. Well, at least look
to
after
the
that one.
Tip.
Damon joins us from Kai.
Damon.
Bill, how are you? JB?
And Rabs?
Oh, I'm sorry, Rabs.
Yes, how are you, mate? Rip off, please, don't.
Rip off.
Yeah, packets of chips nowadays. You get about 2 chips in a whole packet of air. That is all you get.
Remember Swanee used to say, you've got to crunch them to make more chips.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. What's your preference if you go there, Dame?
Chicken crinkle cut.
Yeah. Smith's.
Yeah, Smith's. Yeah,
Smith.
Yeah,
not
can't
the
go past them.
No,
you can shove your thins.
Oh, the thins are good, Damon.
Nah.
I'm with you, Damon. I
you
love
can
Smith's.
Shove your thins.
I like this. The chicken. I also like barbecue.
Yeah, what? Yep. No one likes barbecue.
I
chips.
Like barbecue.
You're wrong.
Damon, stay on the line.
You're
that's
down
good.
Wrong street.
Josh in Sky. Joshy.
Hi, Josh.
G'day, boys.
Rip off.
Richmond Football Club membership.
Come on, Joshy.
1-3 flags.
Yes.
Yeah, it's only recently changed, but if they want to play half a game, I should only be getting charged half a membership.
Joshy, they've been good.
They've been bloody good
can't
for
be
you.
Losing to the Kangaroos, I mean.
No, that's true.
No
You got a point there.
Turn that off, please. I think they've given you pretty good value for money, the Tigers.
So. Over the journey.
Trace in Altona. Hello, Trace.
Trace.
Hello. How you going, guys?
Good, Trace.
What's the rip-off?
The purchasing, handling, and admin fee when you buy tickets online.
Mm.
Well, give us an example.
Well, anyway.
Well, for the football, concerts, and you have to pay per ticket.
So if I went to a concert, I wanted to go, how much would it cost about, Trace?
The purchase and handling fee?
Mm.
Probably about $3.50 to $9 per ticket.
Per ticket?
Mm-hmm.
Per ticket.
That sucks. Wow,
that does.
Well, that's a good one. That's a rip-off. Stay on the line, Trace.
Yeah, yeah.
James, a beautifully named man in Craigieburn. Hello, Jimmy.
Ben, skinny, how are we going?
Jimmy, what do you got for us?
Buddy, beer at the footy.
Well, how much is if I went to go and buy, what do they got, schooners or pots?
Mid-strength.
No.
Yes.
We can't get
a
fully.
Plastic cup.
In a plastic cup.
Yeah, in a plastic cup.
Which is a pot or a schooner?
It's in between, I reckon.
Right. How much is it?
It's about $10.
Well, at the Triple MCG, if you get a beer, firstly, it can only be mid-strength, and it's $10.
Outside the MCC members, it's mid-strength,
Bull ring, I can still get it proper.
And in the box.
But you can't take it out.
Right.
So
in the boxes, there's full strength and sorts of flavours.
James is out among the punters.
Sucked in.
Oh, Bill.
No, well, a beer anywhere, Jim, because the pubs are $6.10 a pot.
Try going to get a beer in Western Australia.
What do you mean?
If you go to a, you know, they have those sort of gastro funky pubs.
Oh, yeah,
Bill,
no good those.
You get one of those long sort of Peroni glasses.
Yes.
They're about $17.
Well, that's a lot. But that's those silly pubs.
What's a lot? $17?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Carlton Draft.
Bill, it's ridiculous. They don't have a lot of draft.
Well, a pint of draft is what, about 14 now, 13?
Yeah, 12 or
at
something.
At the Creamy.
At the Creamy. They're bloody dear. I'm saying they're dear.
You're dear.
No, I'm not dear.
All right, to Maddie's in Geelong. Maddie.
Hey, fellas. How are we?
Rip off.
All right, Maddie.
All right. So we're talking the little tiny Steam Dim Sims that you buy.
Yes.
Has $4 each sound at Mambulla.
$4
no.
a dimmy?
No.
Come on.
Not the South Melbourne ones we're talking.
Not the South Melbourne, just the tiny little...
Marathon?
The little steamer for 8 hours and... Yeah, grab a pack of five and, $20.
$20?
No.
That's a rip-off.
That is a bloody rip-off for a little dimmy.
Angus in the Macedon Rangers. Gussie?
Oh. Hey, boys, how are we?
Good, thank you.
Me rip-off is coming home from work, listening to the radio for 2 hours and hearing an absolute shocking joke from Billy. It's like 6 o'clock.
He built up to it, but I knew where he was going, Jim. I could just see that happening.
That joke was horrific.
Wait for tonight.
Nice, Gussie.
Yes, Gus.
Right, topics.
Well, not bad.
Well, we've re-established what topics actually means
because
we went completely off the rails. I thought that's what Gus was about to say. He listened in and the topic was, is your name Cam Smith?
A lot of rip-offs, Jim.
There are.
Yes.
It's an Australian thing. We don't like being ripped off.
But we do get ripped off.
We do. All right, who'd you like?
Tracy. Altona,
yeah, I like that.
The admin for a concert or a footy game or whatever, that's between $3.50 and $9 per ticket.
Well, you won't have a handling fee on these. Two tickets to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Post Malone at Marvel Stadium next year, February 7. Tickets on sale, livenation.com.au.
There you go, Trace.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so excited.
They are free.
You don't sound it.
I'll tell you, well done. And Maddie from Geelong. $20 for a thing of dimmies.
Yes.
When you're up at Mount Buller.
$4 each.
That's getting ripped off.
Come
Matty,
on,
we've got a $150 Repco voucher headed your way, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Matty, they're only $1.20 at the Cryo Bay Roadhouse.
Mate, I remember back in the day at school, we were getting five for a dollar.
By the way, play Repco iSpy for your chance to win great weekly prizes. Australian residents 16 plus only. Visit repco.com.au to play and for T's and C's.
Gussie gets something too for being ripped off by Bill's joke and his overall performance yesterday and one of the worst displays of broadcasting.
Gussie, he gets something. It's a Triple M prize back out of Gus's
song.
Way.
Ooh.
There we are.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I need a break. I need a rest. Just mentally fatigued, Jim.
Oh, my God.
We're chatting the rip-offs, JB.
I know, because the Bayside Council, the green bins used to be every week and we only just got to the line every week because our bins are full.
Full?
Now, every 2 weeks.
I got a mate that lives in Bunyong, near Ballarat, Jim.
Right, yes.
Mount Bunyong there.
Yes.
What about this? $7,000 in rates, no water, no sewage, no mail.
No way.
Mate, $7,000.
What is he paying for?
To get the bins emptied. That's it.
For $7,000?
For $7,000. Well, sucked in, Scotty.
We thought we'd taken all the calls.
We have.
But we've got one here. Cam joins us from Craigieburn. Cam, welcome to the Rush Hour. What's ripping you off?
Thanks, Kings. Yeah, I'm a day late, actually, but I'm a Cameron Smith, and I just called for Bill's phoner yesterday.
Oh, see, that was a good phoner too, wasn't it, mate? You enjoy that?
It was a shocker. It's Todd from Bowen Issue, and you called up by Cam Smith. What do you do with that phoner? What's the follow-up question for a Cameron? Oh, yeah, I'm Cameron Smith. Great work, topic. What a show you had yesterday, by the way. Mumbling your way through that, butchering the punchline of the Vic congestion joke. You just had one of the all-timers. But if I was to remain sober for a month living in Geelong, I'd be struggling too, Bill.
You've been very quiet, Todd. You know why? Geelong have won eight in a row.
He's hung up on him. Why does he always hang up? Every time Bill thinks he's about to come and get something decent, he's already headed off.
Yeah, mate. I haven't heard from him because Geelong have been flying eight in a row. Creamy's going well. Everything's good. Yep. And we have not heard from him.
You've had one of the all-timers, he reckons.
All-timers.
I love that he just hangs up on you.
What does he do?
No one knows.
You know what people ask me about the most?
Are you a flog?
No, that's the first question. Are you a flog? Yeah. I said, he's actually not a bad fella.
No one ever asked that.
And who is Todd from Bowen Heads? Yeah. Or they come up and say, I'm Todd from Bowen Heads. I say, no, you're not. They all think
I love the fact that he came to the Creamy that day. And you shook his hand. He didn't even know. No, I love that.
Jesus.
He gets your measure every time.
He does. Because he hangs up.
Good.
Conversation.
Works even better.
No, don't like him. Or you.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I went to pick it up, and as I was driving home, I heard the bags rustling and moving.
Moving.
Hey, Jimmy boy,
yes.
Great news. Two country footballers have notched up 100 goals for the year. Mm. Well done to Braden Greenfell, who slammed through his 100th goal on the weekend, round 14, for Marong, M-A-R-O-N-G, up near Bendigo.
Right.
17 Ks from Bendigo, that's, Jimmy boy.
Yeah, we're in July, so 100's a bloody good effort.
Started the round on 96, only needed four goals, had him by quarter time.
Jeepers.
Finished kicking 15 goals for the game.
So big, it would be a big unit.
Well, how do you know?
Because they often are, your country full forward, right. Big boys.
So well done to him.
Know how to use their frame.
So well done to Brandon there for 100 goals.
Yes.
And also, this man here, his name is...
Oh, no.
Don't tell me they're both called Brandon.
No, you've got
Brandon Greenfield.
No, that's who you just
said him.
Yes, that's true. We've got to find a Bradley Congress.
Bradley Congress.
Good on you from Bamble Footy Club. Sorry for that, Bradley. He started on 90 goals at the start of the weekend, Jim, and kicked 11.
So where's that?
So it's Milawa. So anywhere Milawa is?
No.
On the way to Wangaratta, up that way. Right, winery. Nice little area.
Rutherglen, that's up that way.
Well,
isn't it?
It's kind of up that way, I think, but well done to you.
So a couple of hundreds.
Bradley Congress. He kicked 11, so now he's kicked 101 for the year. That is good. That's really well done to those two boys there. That's what you love, Jim. Country football is kicking 100 goals.
Quite a few parts of the world that's known as a Brayshaw.
What, 100?
Can you bring up 100?
No, it's not. No, it's a Bradman, by the way. It's nowhere near a Brayshaw.
Mumps? No, I'm laughing at him. I'm laughing at you.
So, Bradley and Braden. Well done to those two boys.
All right.
You know, when I played at Drilldry, Jim.
Oh, here we go.
After nine games, 99 goals.
Well, of course you were. You're playing for who?
Can you prove that?
I was 18.
Yeah.
I come from Assumption.
Yeah.
And I went to Drilldry senior footy.
Why were you playing Drilldry? Weren't you playing for Geelong?
Because I wanted to go home.
Weren't you a painter?
Well, I was a pig farmer.
Yeah,
a pig farmer for most of the year, and then when the finals come around, the coach said, "Come and paint with me." And
most of us go straight out of school into like state squads and things. Like that. Why were you playing for Drilldry?
Well, I've been boarding at boarding school for 3 years. I wanted to go home, see my mates, mum and dad, just spend a bit of time at home.
Yeah.
Nine games, 99 goals against Nathaya kicked my 100th. Bang. Ended up with 150.
Bang.
Have a listen to this.
Oh, mate. Everyone ran onto the ground.
Oh, of course they would have.
Patted me on the back.
There's no way to prove that's right. You should have been playing that league anyway if you're any good.
The SRN, the Southern Riverina News, that was a local paper. Guess what I had on the back page, Jim?
Now he's talking about a local rag in Geraldry.
No, Finlay. It was made out of Finlay. Right. Yeah. So on the back page, because I'd had me 99 goals after 9 games, can Billy keep it up?
Oh,
that was the back
line. And?
Of course he could. Bang.
Fair dinkum.
So I was a painter, I was a pig farmer, I did it all. Then I did a bit of rouseabouting. That's why I just know how to be a good country boy.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Well done.
And as I say, I wouldn't be bragging about that.
Why?
Because I should have been playing in that league anyway.
And then I went to Geelong, and was I good early
Not
days?
Not really.
I should find out how I went early days with Mark Jackson.
Let's get to the news and then
look at a ringing.
Give you some Zerha, not too far away as well.
Exactly. People ringing in for.
And Rosie's got some feedback.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Good joke.
This is one of the great shows ever put together. Yes, second hour, and we've got the zoo, Cam Zerha, heading in.
Yep.
And he said, I want to come in and talk about my six and the game winner late.
Also.
And then I want to talk about Bill's joke because I've got two mates I live with and we're just going to find out whether the joke's funny today because he reckons they often aren't.
Yes, and he might be right, but also he hasn't signed up yet.
Well, you're going to ask him.
We'll ask him about that.
Right.
Now, I might
and
have
some
made
feedback with Rosie.
Another mistake.
Yes, another.
Because I said that, Bradley Congress, who kicked the 100 goals, he's from Millawa, which is up near Wangaratta.
Wang.
But believe it or not, there's another Millawa, which is up Sunraysia way.
Right.
And Brett from Mildura is on the line, and he'll tell us where Bradley Congress is from. G'day, Brett.
Oh, g'day, guys. Yeah, I used to play in the Millawa Football League for a team that pretty much hated the team that this guy plays for.
Who does he play for? Bamble.
He plays for Bamble, yeah. They're leading the league this year, and it's in the far northwest between Sunraysia and the South Australian border. Wheat farming country. I've got a wheat farm there.
Oh, beautiful. So Victoria and New South Wales teams?
There is a New South Wales team, correct. Yeah. Yes.
So there you go, Jim. So it's up there in Sunraysia way.
Oh, I see, Bill.
Well, yeah, the Millawood. It's quite slightly different spelling. It's mostly wheat farming country.
Righto. Oh, good on you.
Well done there, Brady.
Different spelling to Millawood.
I have something here.
What have you got there,
been
Jim?
Sent to me about the AFL from the umpire's boss, Dan Richardson, talking about Jack Ginnivan being umpired differently after a string of non-decisions on the weekend.
Yes.
We want to be clear, says Dan. If the umpire believes the ball carrier is responsible for the high contact, they will not be rewarded.
Yeah.
Having won the ball carrier has a duty of care to not put themselves in a position for high contact.
Yes.
So what that means is if you pick the ball up and then go searching for the tackler and leave with your head, you're not going to get a free kick. This is something we prefer not to see in our game at any level.
Yeah.
And when they asked about Jack Ginnivan, he actually referred to those incidents and said he lowered his body and raised his arm.
Yes.
Right. And there were also Keziah Pickett, among others.
Yes.
Rabs has turned you off and he's hitting his own buttons.
But boys have been training for this actual incident, aren't they, and trying to get a free kick. So I like this. So if you lead with your head or you duck into it, you're not going to get rewarded.
We've been talking about this for a while. Firstly, I think it's a bad look for the game.
Yes.
I don't think anyone enjoys it. But secondly, it's dangerous.
Yeah.
It's concussion dangerous.
Yes.
It's spinal injury dangerous.
Spot on.
So I think the AFL are doing the right thing here and trying to umpire it out of the game. Sooner it's gone, the better.
So if you shrug or you duck, you're in trouble. There you go. Right. Dusty and Tom Lynch out again for Richmond this week. Unavailable.
Tom Lynch.
Geez, they needed him too because they need to win to stay in that eighth position.
Yep.
And also fitness test on Angus Brayshaw. What's going on with Gussie?
I have heard there's nothing wrong with Angus Brayshaw, so I don't know what the story is there.
Lever?
Don't know about him.
Jakey Lever's, I think, shoulder, so he might miss.
Yes.
So a couple of injury concerns there, Jimmy boy.
Right.
Who wins on Sunday, 70,000 MCG Collingwood Essendon? Off the top of your head.
Yeah, well, Collingwood, because I've really liked what they've done. But
eight in a row.
That would make it nine in a row.
Mm.
That's some sort of winning streak.
Well, Geelong and Collingwood, eight in a row. Do you think Geelong need to drop one? What camp are you in here? Do you need to drop one leading into the finals, or do you go in and win 13, no, it would be.
I don't care how many they were. I just love the way they're playing. Both teams, actually.
But do you need
to
drop a gun?
They're taking the territory. They're getting it in quick. They're hitting the scoreboard. It's exactly what we love about footy.
Yes, exactly. They're the different style.
Yeah, I like it.
Well, the coach is on fire.
Got some feedback coming.
Who from?
The Hose Mary, and it's savage.
She is savage. Mm. I don't want to see her.
Savage on you.
Don't blow kisses at me.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, Ramsey's on to something.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You've had a haircut. I'm looking good.
You're not.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With
Aussie Supermole
Rosie Walton.
Yeah, she's in the house and is so welcome, because after what Bill served up yesterday,
I would imagine,
Hose, that the feedback would be ferocious.
My phone battery has died 7 times in the last hour and a half, or however long, whatever time we're on now. I'm just going to start with one bit of feedback, and then we need to go back to what happened. This is from No Context Cattery. Monday night might have been one of Bin's worst performances of all time.
No.
Wow. And that's saying something.
What happened Monday night?
This is yesterday.
Oh, that's yesterday.
Oh, my God. No.
What was the joke?
Oh, keep
wasn't
going.
Congestion. It wasn't just Let me just run through a few things.
Yes, go on. Right.
This is my appraisal too, by the way. Butchered Sports at the start of the show.
You did?
Yep.
Only gave us 4 in the 5 at 5:05.
That's it.
The joke was butchered. A good joke, but you told it sort of incorrectly.
Ran
the wrong way.
Hand
you had
up.
Your congestion.
I stuffed that one up. Yes, so I put my hand up. Unlike Jim, I'll say I got that wrong.
Yeah. But the phone topic was pretty much what unravelled everyone. Yeah, we were talking about Cam Smith a lot yesterday, you decided to ask the question.
What was it?
Are you a Cam Smith?
Is your name Cam Smith?
Yes.
That was our phone topic.
So I'm driving in today listening to Triple M, and guess what the promotion's all built around?
What?
That topic.
Is your name Cam Smith? Rosie?
Well, you've been banned from the topics. We'll get to that in a second.
Good.
Just
good.
Some quick feedback to start with. Poor Bins needs another week off.
Yes,
from Adrian Polisina.
Yes,
poor Bins.
Mav Dino says, is there a way you can turn his microphone off and let him think he's speaking and have Daisy or Joey in a different booth as his replacement?
That is a good suggestion. Imagine that.
Yeah. And I think I'm
you still think
going well and all that.
No one's listening to you.
I don't like that, no.
Sanjay29 says, even when Billy stuffs up, he still makes me laugh.
There you
which go. Is true.
See, Jim?
Yeah, but they're laughing at you.
It's frustrating.
Well, not with you.
Like Wizard, Warwick Kappa.
Oh.
I didn't know
what
where
do you
he was
mean
going.
About
no one
wizard.
Had a clue where he was going.
Not a sleeve in my mind for some reason.
Yeah, exactly.
I said, Jim says g'day. Doesn't like you.
Paul Bunton wrote us saying, hey guys, love the show. Tune in every day from Tassie. Now, I've heard Bin's at his worst, but it is absolutely without a doubt he is currently in career worst. Triple M need to send him to a hot tomato community radio type of operation to find some form and touch.
On the Gold Coast. Send him down. Give him a little spell down.
Operation. You should not be on the Goldie, though.
Maybe I should have stayed in Bendigo.
Oh, that would have actually been a decent
You and Coggo for brekkie and Doodlehead.
Doodlehead.
Yep, that's it.
Bailey Brown also messaged us on Instagram saying, dear King of Kings and Rabsy.
Oh.
Can I just say I have been listening to the show for 2 years, and that topic is your name, Cam Smith, put me to sleep because of the fact that everyone who rang up was not Cam Smith.
No, I know.
Love the show. Keep up the good work. Listening to the podcast every day from WA, where the King of Kings made famous.
Of course.
Keep up the good content, Jim, and go Demons.
Hose, the bit, my favourite bit of that whole segment yesterday was blokes ringing as Bruce, and then I said, so Bruce, is your name Cam Smith? And he goes, no, it's Bruce.
And that was the promo that you heard today.
There we go.
What is that?
Well, I know some very good, talented ears that listen to the show, Jim, that know, you know, good promotions and things like that and good phone topics.
What is any of this?
And one of them told you that's gold.
No.
That topic. Jim, yes or no?
He said it summed you up.
No.
And,
yes.
And it actually did.
Yes or no? Did.
Oh!
It was one of the great topics.
No,
Kim.
He did not say that.
And he's got a good radio ear.
He has.
We got this message that is so long I had to convert it to print it.
Right.
Dear Jim, you are the king of kings and a legend.
No, that's true.
Jim wrote this again?
No, he actually didn't. I spent the previous 2 weeks patiently waiting while you took a well-deserved break, hoping you got some R&R and enjoying a trip away with your beautiful family.
Yes, thank you.
I could cop that 2 weeks without the rush hour because I assumed Bins would be able to have a rest and freshen up. Here we are, 1 week back into the swing of things, and here is Fat delivering phone topics asking if people are named Cam Smith. It's July. I don't know if I can hang on till September because of this. You're probably due for another day off.
I am.
Love your work. Can't believe you put up with that shit. All the best. Ryan from Paddington.
Ryan from Paddington.
Paddington.
What, in New South Wales?
Yeah,
Paddington.
Yes. Sydney.
Yeah, we go all over the place. Mm. So we asked on Triple M Rush Hour, because you've been banned from phone topics.
Yes.
What phone topics would you like to see?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How did you get banned on national radio? Unusual from T. Jarrett.
Yes, like it.
Jarrah Turner says, have you ever had a co-worker worse than Bill?
Oh, yep.
Mm. 1-333-53.
That's it.
Hayden Lowe, what did you get banned from? Unusual.
Yeah, that's good. Actually, not bad. I'm new.
TikTok.
Yeah, write them down.
Yep. TikTok.
Yeah, we did.
TikTok.
This is a legitimate one. It might work. Matt Littlechild, when have you put on the wrong bet but accidentally won?
Yes. Never change your bet.
Okay.
If you put it on, you never change it. Rule number one.
This is a throwback, which you should actually have find some audio of. Valentine liked the Fat and Skinny ad agency. It was an all-time fave where you actually wrote ads for legitimate businesses.
It's a bit hard.
Scratchy poles.
A bit hard, that one.
Well, it was for you.
It's a lot of work we had to do.
Yeah, look at him.
Prince Harold wrote, are you Prince like JB and work with a cocksmack every day?
Yes!
That's a good one.
That's my favourite.
Oh, there's this one. Can you beat me? You're able to beat me.
Yeah,
you've got it ready.
Okay,
so Jacob Tarrant wrote, go with Billy's best suggestion ever. When have you cracked a unusual? There's some better phone topics for you, Bill.
I like it, Hose. That's a good one. Nicely done.
Well done, Hose. Have a spell now. Back to work.
Have a spell. Back to work.
The match winner for the Roos on the weekend joins us next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyway, I'm going to move on.
We're joined by North Melbourne's match winner, Cam Zerha.
Our next guest jagged 6 goals, including the match winner, as North Melbourne toppled Richmond.
It's Goldstein and then Curvis in the ruck. Beautiful tap there by Goldstein to Zerha. He's kicked his 6, and North Melbourne are in front.
Please welcome Cam Zerha.
What about the little wraparound and then the gold man, just where do you want it? And then bang, through it went, and the first win for a long time. Cam Zerha, welcome to you.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Hey, well played.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Not only you, but the team. Been a long time coming. There's been some pretty poxy stuff served up, but you would have sung the song as loudly, I imagine, as you would have for a long time.
Oh, it was a great feeling. It's definitely been a while, but the boys sung that song pretty damn loud.
Oh, it was good. There was tears. There was laughter. Mm. It was fantastic. Some said you over-celebrated, but you can't over-celebrate that. That was a great win.
Well, we just won.
Yeah. I know.
No such thing as over-celebrated.
Did you get Patch Adams in there?
No, he didn't sing the song, but he actually stood back a bit. He was a bit surprised. I thought he would be in the middle or something.
Oh, come on, Pat. Actually felt a bit for Nobes, don't you? Because he's done a lot of work there.
Oh, mate, he's done so much work. And, it was just that 1 week that we put things together. But he's put his heart and soul into the team. And, we just happened to get the result that week.
Pretty good the week before, has to be said, against the bloody good side in Collingwood. So the form is starting to get to where I imagine you want it.
Yeah, definitely. Last 2 weeks, definitely we're on the way up and hopefully finish off the season strong and win a couple more games.
Now, Bill, when you get a match winner, a 6-goal match winner, coming off the rookie list, but that is liquid gold.
I know.
You cannot do that. Out of East Fremantle, which is, given that I'm a legend of the Claremont Footy Club, East Fremantle, bloody just over the bridge.
What's Wesley College like?
Wesley College, very good. Ben Cousins, of course, one of the great alumni from there.
I think Buddy Franklin was there as well for a semester or something.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Rumours are he didn't go to class. He was just kicking goals.
Was he?
Yeah.
Were you smart?
Me?
I think I know the answer.
But
genius.
No. Where did you go in year 12?
Oh, I actually did all right. I did exams, got into uni, so I was pretty stoked. Yeah,
That's all right.
That's good.
Got an A+ in woodwork, so
well done. And then went to East Freo.
Did you?
Yeah, I was at East Rio for six years before I got drafted.
Six years?
Yeah, all my juniors and stuff, so they did me well.
That's Luke Jackson, yeah. Trent Rivers in more recent times. Been an unbelievable footy club, East Fremantle, be said. The most successful waffle club comfortably.
100%.
Yeah. Oh, no, over the won it? Like 30 flags or something. It's like a ridiculous amount.
And they're on their way up this year as well. I think they might get their flag this year as well.
Oh, crikey. Have your coffee. You've played about 78 games. How long do you reckon it does take a young bloke coming into the system to feel like you belong?
Oh, good 40, I reckon, at least. Good
couple 40, of seasons.
50, I think like your first couple of seasons, you just want to play games, and then the second part, you just want to win games. So I think your first 10, all you want to do is just get a touch and kick a goal. But, now all I really care about is winning.
And have you always been that see ball, get ball, like a bit stupid at times?
Stupid's probably
good. Yeah. But have you always been hard as a cat's head?
Somewhat. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think that's just the way I play my footy. I don't really dance around the outside too much, but I guess so.
And I want one more here, Jim. How were you on your own? At that last stoppage, how were you there on your own and could do that?
Too quick.
That's what it was.
Credit to like Jai Simkin. He gave me a massive block, and I just found myself by myself. And Goldie honestly put that ball down my throat. It's like one of the best ruck taps I've ever seen in my life. Credit to him. So,
it was brilliant. And your own relationship with Nick Larkey, the Suva. You know where each other are, and you don't get in each other's way too often. And did you have to learn that, or was that a natural thing with him?
I think just the amount of games we've played is just we get used to each other, and I've just got a great friendship with him. I've lived with him for a couple of years, but we do get in each other's way. I did take a hanger on him last week.
Yes, saw that.
I nearly knocked him out, actually. Poor fella. He's still recovering from that. But we've got a good chemistry together, and we're building something special.
Like Brownless and Ablett.
Nothing like that. They're both good.
No, because Brownless and Ablett kicked a lot of games.
No, they're both good, these two.
1,500 goals.
The difference. What we're going to do is a little break here with Cam Zerha.
Almost got a little bit, Jim.
That's it. I think you've been doing your homework.
I have.
All right.
Talk about Hugo.
Oh,
beautiful.
Right, let's beautiful. Get more with the Zoo next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I am seriously going to pick up this screen and land it on your fat head.
We're joined by the Bull, Cam Zerha, from the North Melbourne Footy Club.
Coming off six on the weekend, five with his first five kicks.
Feeding him?
Yep.
Wow. You were kicking goals and Richmond couldn't kick goals. They were kicking points, weren't they?
Yeah, we definitely got a bit lucky there, but I guess it was just the amount of pressure we're putting on them.
Oh, is that what it was?
So much pressure that they couldn't kick goals.
How do you kick five straight when you had a couple of lucky ones around corners and that?
No such thing as luck in football.
Oh, righto. Here we go.
He's got the better of Bill.
Absolutely.
What about
him? Well, he just sits back in his chair.
Yeah, and just looks at him like, what is that?
Yeah. Tough and rugged, right? That's what he portrays himself, yes, Jim. Yes. Oh, here comes the ball. Here comes the Zerha. All this tough and rugged. But they say the biggest softy at the club. Is that right?
Me?
Yes, that's you.
In which department?
Just soft around the club, like not footy wise, but helping people out and doing things and being a nice guy.
Yeah, I do have a soft spot.
Yeah.
I do, a little bit. I try not to show it.
No, but you're a softy at heart.
Yeah, somewhat. My mum will say that.
Yeah. Some say when you come from Perth, as Jim said, but you think you're the Prince of Perth. Is that right?
Just never said that. Just people say that about me, yeah.
You've never said it. What else do? You collect all the fine money, is that right, for fines?
I am the fine master, yeah.
Geez, it'd be a bit for yourself, wouldn't there, over the weekend, celebrating and carrying on like a pork chop?
I do fine myself as well. So the boys, I make sure that I fine myself, so I set a good example for the young fellas when I absolutely tear them a new one.
Right. But the problem is, Jim, he spends all the fine money on himself. Is that right? Do you spend it?
That is the worst thing I've ever heard.
No, that's true.
No, it's not.
That has come from a good resource.
It's in a fine box in my locker, ready for the end of year. Just to...
How much money is in that fine box? A bit goes missing, they reckon.
No.
They reckon a bit.
What about Zoe? That's the worst thing
I've ever heard. Now, you're a very good cook. Actually, someone said a great cook.
Chef, yeah.
A cook.
Chef.
How many barbecues or smokers do you have at home?
I've got two barbecues. I've got one smoker. I've got a pizza oven. And I've got a hibachi grill. So a couple.
Jeez.
What's that?
It's hibachi. Like a J Japanese style
barbecue
over coals, like, you know, Japanese coals.
Well, it came to me.
I don't know what that, yes,
that
what
the
are you?
Zoo thinks of himself as Heston Blumenthal. Is this true, Zoo?
That's true.
Nah, more Gordon Ramsay, man.
Yes. And what's your go to? What is your main dish?
Main dish. At the moment, I'm really into ceviche and.
Who?
Ceviche is raw fish, mate. You ever been to Nobu?
Yeah, too, do you? Yeah. raw fish.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah? It's really good, yeah.
But you don't cook it.
No, but
well, it's raw.
What about that for a question?
No, well,
if it's raw, it hadn't been
cooked. Well, how easy is it to make ceviche or whatever?
Oh, yeah, it's a bit of talent in it. You got to cut it right, and you obviously marinate it in something.
Oh, well, that's not hard. Just buddy cut the stuff and put it in a bowl with a bit of barbecue sauce and
barbecue sauce.
And your dog Hugo. You love Hugo, don't you? What kind of dog?
I've got him tattooed on my arm, actually.
Oh, give us a look.
It's right there, just his name.
Got the letters, Hugo, on his arm. What kind of dog?
Border collie.
Right.
Yep.
Did someone pinch it?
Yes, he did get pinched out to the front of my house.
Wow.
So they can open the gate and he was out the front and he went missing for a day.
Oh.
But me and a few boys went with baseball bats and found him.
Imagine that, the big zoo fronting up. No, that's not the only tattoo we heard about.
Oh, yeah. What other tattoo do you have?
We're about 25 or so.
Including the streets.
Street names.
Street names where you got a house. Is that true?
I've got a street name on me, yeah. I've got a few boys as well on me.
Boys?
Yeah, as in mates.
Oh.
No, friends. Do you have them?
No, I haven't got no tattoos. So you got mates' names.
Taylor Garner on me.
Have you?
Yeah, on my ass.
What's is that going? Where he belongs, Garns?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
What is going on with these kids today?
Bill. I like it.
Bit of personality, Bill.
Yeah, but tattoos are your mates' names. That's
mum's not happy, but.
No. Yeah. Libba's got all that too. Is. People's names. It's a bit silly, I would have thought. You're better than that. Come on, Zoo. Yeah. Are you Dutch? Tell us about your origin.
And Scottish is my mum. So mum was born in Aberdeen and dad's Dutch.
Dutch. Good.
That's Zerha, yep.
That's Zerha. I gathered that wouldn't be Cameron.
Yeah, well, Cameron's Scottish.
Is it?
Yeah.
We could have a phone it today. Ring up if your name's Cameron Zerha.
Oh, you are a half-wit. Now, we've had lots of other people contacting us, North, fanatical North people.
Oh, yeah.
Wanting to know when the zoo's going to sign.
Oh, so yes. No, you haven't signed yet.
Well, out of contract.
You're out of contract?
Yeah.
Must be a few buzzing around after your six goals and you put yourself out there.
No one buzzing around.
Geelong?
Who?
G-Town down there.
Good answer.
No, not Geelong. No, I'm pretty happy at the moment. We'll just sort things out at the end of the year.
Righto. Because Goldie should be signed up too. That's another one that should be signed up.
See that as well.
Yeah, apparently.
Like it.
So you got management onto it. They're looking into it and just seeing how much. Geez, you would have pumped it up a bit after the weekend with your six.
Yeah, you'd hope so.
Oh, mate, it'd be a few dollars.
Now, so as we thank you very much for being a part of this amazing show.
A different
but
cat.
You've got, we've just got a joke coming up.
Oh.
Bill finishes the show with a joke. Have you got it in you to stick around and be audience for us?
Oh, not really, but.
No, you'll stay here and listen, right?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Good. What's that moustache, too? If you go out in the wind, it'll blow off. Look at this.
Bill's joke up next. Cam Zerha sticking around for it.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
So we were just talking to the zoo, and he said to us off air, I cannot believe how bad your jokes are.
He didn't say
and
that.
And I said, well, Zoo, you can stick around and be audience for Bill's joke. You got a mate who listens?
Jimmy.
I do. Jimmy, my housemate Jimmy, and Ben, actually, a bloke from Perth. So the boys tune in pretty regularly.
And they'd be horrified by the standard of the jokes?
Yeah.
No, they're not. Don't go
not
with
a fan. Not a massive fan.
All right. So tomorrow, Jay-Z Clark.
Get him back out there.
Get him back out there. And also the Hump Day Quiz.
Yes.
So nice middle of the week serving.
Beautiful,
but
Jim.
You've got one of the most exciting forwards in the game.
Where?
Just kick six. And he's stuck Luke Bruce. Around for the joke. So make it decent.
I will.
Spend the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
And this is for Jimmy, of course, and Ben, your housemates. Okay, sir? Righto. Oh, where is it? Here it is. Now, sir,
I'm even ready.
I was walking my dogs along the beach in Esperance the other week, okay, when this old bloke came up to me and asked me if they were Jack Russells. I said, piss off, mate. They're mine. He thought they were Jack Russell.
Zoo.
Oh, mate. Have a look at him. Wow. Didn't you get that? Yeah, it took a while. I got to register.
I got it. I just didn't laugh.
No. Jack Russell.
Oh, man.
And they're mine.
That is a perfect
you can say shit.
Oh, mate. I got it. It was terrible.
Well, you can get stuffed no more. Kemzer kicks a goal and
what
thinks
a reaction. Oh, that was a perfect reaction.
Prince of
to a rubbish joke.
Prince of. It was early, dirty. Whatever.
Oh, of course it is.
Well, you can get stuffed too, right?